The Kalamazoo Bach Festival is a week of performances that recently started innovating its lineup with concerts that reach out to artists of different traditions. And here in the studio today, I have two members of the Dave Sharp World's Quartet. Dave Sharp himself, who is a bassist, as well as percussionist Carolyn Keeble. Kalamazoo audiences would certainly know through any number of different performing ensembles. Dave and Carolyn, thanks for coming to WMUK to preview your show.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
It's actually a little more than a show. You have an evening performance on June 6th at 7:30 p.m. in the Dalton Theater at Kalamazoo College. But you'll also be offering a chance for interested musicians to come out and, you know, give it a little whirl in a workshop setting, an improv workshop setting at 2:45, also at K College. So that's the setup. I need to get to know Dave Sharp a little bit. Tell me about your background as a bassist. I know you grew up in Detroit and, you know, jazz and possibly rock and R&B are dear to your heart, right?
Definitely, yeah. Well, I was born in Detroit, and I've lived in Michigan most of my life, and I lived out in San Francisco for about 7 years. And in all locations, I've played music, and I play upright bass and electric bass. This particular group that's playing coming up for the festival, I'll be playing electric bass as well as a acoustic four-string, like a little acoustic bass, and as well as some synthesizer where I'll create some textures for some improvisational passages that we'll do.
Are these pieces mostly ones that you have written or written with members of the group?
I would say it's about half and half. We do a lot of traditional tunes, like our own arrangements of traditional tunes. We've got a traditional Turkish tune, a traditional Egyptian tune, some traditional Indian, as well as original compositions. One tune we'll be playing is called Desert Sky, which is a tune I wrote with a friend for one of my early releases, and it's actually on the new World's Quartet release. And so, yeah, it's a little of both, to answer your question, like original and traditional.
Okay, so how does a kid growing up in the United States find himself playing traditional music of countries across the sea?
Well, if I were to offer advice, I would say dig into record collections.
Is that what you did?
Initially, yeah. I mean, I found records. You know, one of the first records I listened to was an Indian sitar record, and completely freaked out and started digging through Indian music, which led me to some Javanese gamelan music, which led me to some African music, which led me to, you know, and the list goes on and on. It's, you know, once you start hearing that stuff, you know, you want to hear more. And then with jazz, with the jazz genre, I started listening to artists like John Coltrane and Charles Mingus. And John Coltrane went through had a phase where he was studying Indian music, and he has a composition called India, which is a masterpiece and was completely inspirational for me. Charles Mingus, also, you know, bassist and band leader and composer, Charles Mingus has a kind of a Latin infused jazz record, and his arrangements are really, you know, quite epic and were a pretty big inspiration for me. Like, my band doesn't sound like Charles Mingus because he had a big horn section and, you know, all that kind of stuff, but as far as the way he arranged tunes is, you know, is something that seeped into my brain.
The bass being such a large instrument, at least the stand-up, often doesn't enter a young musician's life until they're in their teens. Is that how that worked out for you? Did you have I don't know, guitar lessons or something like that before?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I started on electric guitar in middle school.
Okay.
I switched to electric bass in high school. In college, I started with upright bass. And then kind of moved from there. With this particular group, though, you know, with Carolyn and her tonal palette that she creates, the electric bass seems to fit a little bit better with a lot of the world percussion instruments, like the cajon or the frame drum or the dumbek, where these percussion instruments create a pitch. Mm. So, you know, they create a distinct pitch. And upright bass is sometimes, I find, too low to actually fit in with those really deep tones. So I found with electric bass, I can make my notes a little shorter. I can play in higher register and sort of balance out with, you know, the very wide tonal range that, you know, Carolyn produces on her, you know, arsenal of percussion.
So it sounds a lot, Carolyn, like Dave Sharp here is often thinking as an arranger about the music when you bring a tune in.
Absolutely.
And you're thinking about all the levels and how the parts fit together, things like that. How did you two start playing together?
Well, I was just chatting with Dave about this, that this ensemble is a little bit of a ebb and flow situation. So there's actually five of us playing this quartet show because we've invited Eldon Kelly as our guest guitarist for the night. So we played together in this lineup for Detroit Concert of Colors last year. We were there with Sweet Honey and the Rock and a lot of great groups, wonderful annual event. In between, sometimes we function as a trio or a quartet, or we play in a lot of different lineups, I guess is what I mean to say by that. And Eldon and I were doing a lot of work together as a duo and trio with Tia Imani Hanna in Lansing. And meanwhile, Eldon was working with Dave on the east side in a couple different projects. And then through their collaboration, Eldon introduced me to Dave on a project. And then, you know, we've continued to find different ways to stay connected musically. And Dave and I just did a show here in town a few months ago, actually, with a Kenyan harpist, a Niatidi player. We had a wonderful night downtown Kalamazoo for that. And our interest in world music and collaborating with a lot of diverse players, you know, as a rhythm section, it's fun to travel together and bring in different melody people. So he and I actually work together intermittently in his klezmer group out of Ann Arbor as well. And sometimes we include, you know, different percussionists are also involved. We have Mike List and both Michael Schimmann, both are frequent appearers, you know, they're both involved in this project as well. And that way it can just sort of keep its lifeblood going, because we realize sometimes the violinist Henrik, he might be on tour in Europe for a few months, returning to Armenia and his homelands. Igor and Eldon, very, very active schedules as well. So So Dave kind of holds it together, and the rest of us, we, you know, it is Dave Sharp Worlds because we kind of orbit around the bass man and see who's available at any given time. We have a great show scheduled for June 21st, Top of the Park in Ann Arbor. The Worlds Quartet will be there that night. And, you know, a lot of things on the lineup. I think we're doing a show in South Haven as well for the summer concert series. But definitely promoting locally here. We want to get folks out for Bach Rocks on the 6th.
That's part of the Kalamazoo Bach Festival, which has been going on since somewhere in the 1950s. I mean, this is a really long-established week of music celebrating Bach and many other composers, and just in recent years, reaching out to add new sounds to the festival, and that includes the Dave Sharp Worlds Quartet on June 6th at 7:30 p.m. in the Dalton Theater of the Light Fine Arts Center on the campus of Kalamazoo College. And don't forget, there is an improv workshop available for free at 2:45 in the afternoon if you have some tunes or traditional music or something you're interested in. It might be a good time to come down and ask some very experienced players how to get involved and go about it.
Eldon Kelly, actually, our guest on the program, has his degree from New England Conservatory in contemporary improvisation and is one of the most masterful improvisers and educators on this topic and theme. So we're really blessed to have him. Mm-hmm. And Igor will be playing the Arabic oud. And the oud itself is based in a tradition. We were talking about, you know, the idea of taksim and alap, two very common improvisational elements that you'll hear at the concert from Indian music and Arabic music. And being an oud player, you really have to study and understand these constructs musically. They're so important to the genre and the idiom. And Henrik, the madman on violin, I think of as absolute beautiful fusion of classical meets folk and world. He is consummate as an orchestral player, and you cannot believe this guy. I think we're going to feature him that night on a Ukrainian klezmer piece, and it's just outstanding. You know,
so
you wouldn't imagine this guy sitting down playing Rimsky-Korsakov and then tearing into klezmer the way he does, but absolutely seamless the way he travels between worlds.
That's a really quite a treat to hear people who can bridge these many worlds of music. And it sounds like it is many worlds. So you haven't picked just one region, one style. It comes together in this group. And maybe we could hear a little of it right now. The newest album that you brought me today, thank you, is called Delta. And why don't you introduce a piece that's called Hijaz Mandira?
Oh, yeah. Hijaz Mandira is it's actually a traditional Turkish tune, and it's in the time signature of 7-4, which has seven beats per measure. And it's actually a pretty widely played tune.
It's popular.
Yeah, and you know, in Eastern Europe and the Mediterranean region, there's a lot of different arrangements of this tune. We did our own arrangement for this record, you know, exploring a couple of different dynamic feels. And you know, when we do the workshop for the festival, that's one thing we can definitely you can expect us to cover that. Especially since we have so many, I mean, this lineup is power-packed with music educators, you know, like Carolyn, like myself, like Henrik, like Eldon, like, you know, everybody has their own style of doing music education.
Yeah, I think we teach like 150 hours a week or something. It's really intense. Like, it's really wonderful to work with performers who are so dedicated to teach and have really, really active studios. So it's a wonderful combination.
Well, maybe we can talk a little more about that.
Sure.
And some other things right after we hear this piece from Delta, the new album from the Dave Sharp Worlds Quartet. Here's Hijaz Mandira. With a take on a traditional Turkish melody, Hijaz Mandira, that is the Dave Sharp Worlds Quartet. Dave Sharp and percussionist Carolyn Keeble are here in the studio with me at WMUK, and we're previewing the performance and a workshop at the Kalamazoo Bach Festival on June 6th. Wow, that's invigorating, let me say. 7-4 groove is something I can really get behind.
That's cool, yeah. Yeah, well, 7 is my lucky number, so.
Nice, Dave Sharp 7.
There's a lot of your music that people can explore, you know, at the click of a a mouse right now, correct?
There is, yeah. The new record, Dave Sharp World's Quartet Delta, is on Spotify and iTunes. Likewise, the record I put out a few years ago entitled Worlds, same places, you know, you can find that online, Spotify and iTunes, YouTube as well. So yeah, that, and actually Worlds just came out just a few days ago. So the exciting thing is we get to feature all this new music, you know, right when the record's coming out.
Yeah. And you'll be bringing some records with you to the concert, I
definitely.
I hope. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we'll definitely have recordings available for folks to take home with them if they would like that.
The Dave Sharp World's Quartet is performing at 7:30 p.m. at the Dalton Theater at Kalamazoo College in the Light Fine Arts Building. In our discussion before, something really impressed itself on me, the way that you've created community across an entire state, probably beyond. Mm. But what we were talking about is performers, musicians, educators traveling distances just in order to perform in public, to be part of each other's recording projects, to share something as simple as a new melody or a new song, find a new arrangement for things. I think this is pretty extraordinary, the effort and the love that goes into this. Has that been something you maybe didn't expect but now realize is one of the most kind of precious things about loving this music?
Yeah, I didn't expect it many years ago. I mean, like I was saying earlier, you know, I was kind of hearing a lot of this stuff on recordings, and I would also, you know, eventually I would start going to concerts, and this music isn't very easy to see in person. You know,
no.
certainly artists do travel through the Midwest, and when I was out on the West Coast, there's, you know, very large Indian population in the Bay Area, and so I was lucky enough to see people like Zakir Hussain and Ali Akbar Khan, Hassan Hakmoun from Morocco, who is a big influence on, you know, what I do, and also heard a lot of records like from Pharoah Sanders, collaborating with Moroccan musicians, and you know, Don Cherry. You know, when Don Cherry passed away, I was living in California at the time, and Don Cherry is a collaborator with Ornette Coleman,
right?
And he famously traveled the world and would just bring his pocket trumpet and seek out musicians to collaborate with, like in South America, in, you know, in India, and, you know, Europe, and, you know, everywhere. Luckily, I've done a little bit of that. I did a record in Kenya last year, just about a year ago to this very day. I was out in Nairobi and did a record with some Kenyan musicians. And that's coming out next after this, after Delta. Like,
that's
my next thing to push out into the world. So I've done a little of that. Years ago, I went to Senegal and collaborated with Cheikh Low, who is a Senegalese musician living in Dakar. That's a whole nother story for another time. But, as far as the community here, totally worth it to travel out to Kalamazoo, to Lansing, to Grand Rapids, to Traverse City, to, you know, to where everybody is, and, you know, create a group where, you know, we can all play this music that we all appreciate. You know, especially with Carolyn, you know, Carolyn has a wide network, as do I, so we kind of, you know, I don't know how you could say we crossfade our networks, and you know,
perfect,
yeah. And
it's a great. I'm so glad you call it the World's Quartet, because man, these worlds are colliding from all over from all around, and
yeah. They are. Yeah, that's kind of the, you know, I did name, the record I think that we're gonna listen to is called Worlds, the one that came out before Delta, and we're going to listen to a track that features Carolyn and Eldon and Igor. And actually, you know what? It's funny. There's a little story behind this tune. It was actually the first time I had jammed with Igor. I had met Eldon, and we met up at a rehearsal room up in East Lansing, and we started jamming, and we just all had met each other, sat down, and started playing. And one of the first things we played turned into this tune, which we call Sunrise, which is on the World's record. So I kind of took notes and remembered what we did, and we kind of, over the years, we've created an arrangement that, you know, just kind of came out of boom. Okay, hey guys, what's up? All right, let's go.
Mm. And we did do a performance of this a couple years ago at Washtenaw College with a classical Indian dancer.
We did, yeah.
She choreographed it with very traditional style Indian dance, but the piece itself is definitely lives somewhere between Arabia and India.
Definitely.
But uses constructs, you know, musical elements of each cultural tradition.
And Kalamazoo audiences may remember Igor Howitt with, of all things, a Kalamazoo concert band show from a couple seasons
ago.
Yes,
actually just last season.
And you too.
With Tom Evans, yeah.
Yeah.
And really fun. They did Arabian Nights and fantastic. I think we had 1,300 folks at Chenery and a delightful evening sharing a lot of traditional music. He highlighted the oud, had them clapping a 10-8 Samai, and demonstrated taksim and elements of Arabic music that can be a little foreign to the Western ear. And then there, one of their folks did some arrangements, and the concert band joined in. So another kind of strange and unusual collision of sounds, but a very, very fun project.
So before we go, once again, tell us the names of the performers appearing on this Bach Rocks concert at 7:30 on June 6th.
Well, on percussion, we'll have Carolyn Keeble. We'll have Henrik Karpatian on violin, Eldon Kelly on guitar and glissantar, and Igor Huad on the oud, and I'll be Dave Sharp on the bass.
You'll still be Dave Sharp.
I will be him, yes.
Anything else we need to remind our listeners about?
We are planning a possible surprise with a few members of the Bach chorus, so you just have to come and see what might happen. It's behind the scenes, in the works.
That's great. Well, the Dave Sharp World's Quartet at the Kalamazoo Bach Festival is Wednesday, June 6th. For more information, you can go to the Kalamazoo Bach Festival website or visit Dave Sharp's website.
That? You can find out about where we're playing at davesharp.com. All the performances are listed there.
Okay.
Likewise, you can, if you search Dave Sharp World's Quartet on Spotify or iTunes, you can hear the music there. And also Dave Sharp Secret Seven. Those are my previous larger ensembles. In fact, the tune we're hearing right now is off the Dave Sharp Secret Seven release entitled World.
This was a collaboration between yourself and Igor Howitt called Sunrise.
Exactly.
Great.
Well, thank you, Dave, and thank you, Carolyn.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.